And we continue on the PM Sports page. It's time now for our Hedge Above Lawn Care Athlete of the Week. This week's recipient is Maddie Shaw for the Sigourney softball team. Maddie, thanks for joining us here today.
Yep.
So, Maddie, obviously historical run just coming off for your Sigourney team, being able to make it to state. Incredible postseason run. Three fantastic games in Fort Dodge. What was that experience like?
Just like being up there is like it'll always be a great experience that we got to go up there. But having the there that backed us up and like all the crowd and everything, I mean, that was just amazing.
Let's kind of go into specifically, unfortunately, that semifinal game was a loss, but an instant classic. I mean, a marathon game. Myself calling it, that hour and 20-minute lightning delay felt like 3 hours. What was the mindset? It was tied. I believe it was 2-2 in that third inning. Tied ball game, hour and a half delay. What was the team like in that dugout?
I mean, we all kept saying, like, there was no better time to call it than it was then, because they did have runners on and they were like hitting the ball in that inning, and we could get to go out of momentum away from them. But I mean, it sucked. I mean, you don't just sit there for an hour and a half and not want to play, and we weren't able to go do anything. And so it was awful.
Yeah. And then, a long game in itself. Of course, that went 9 innings. Unfortunately, a loss 15-12. But the offense was terrific, including you had a 4-hit game yourself in that one. There was one play in there that really stuck out to my mind. I thought definitely the defensive play of the game. It was kind of, I believe it was the batter before that we mentioned. Shot over to you at third. The throw got past Jordan Van E over at first. And then the very next batter, the defensive play of the game, where you just, it was a line over at third base, you dove and caught it, and then put your glove over at third for the double play to get out of a huge jam. What was going through your mind before that pitch?
Okay, so like right before the play, our coach had called a meeting, and we all went into the pitcher's mound, and I told Autumn, which is our shortstop, to cover third, because a ground ball hit to me. I was going to fake throw it and try and get that runaround on third. And then just so happened, I got a line drive, and I knew I wasn't going to get her if I would have dove back to third, so it just happened.
It worked out a huge play. It stopped a big momentum from, that was Clarksville in that game, 15-12. Especially that one, just kind of all three games, the offense was really clicking, but especially that one. It seemed like once one batter really got on, it was just kind of a snowball after that. Again, I mentioned that you had a 4-hit night. Do you as a team kind of really take pride in that, as once one person goes on, just kind of keep that line moving?
Yeah, I think it's really important for our leadoff Autumn Barkleman to get on, because after she gets on, I just think all the hits move together. She usually scores in the first inning when she gets on, and it's really important for us as a team to score early for our pitcher.
Up and down the lineup was terrific for Sigourney, especially in that game. Kind of looking at the postseason run as a whole, let's take it back. I believe you finished off the regular season winners of like the last 7. Take me into the mindset of the team heading into the playoffs. You know, no one really expected you to be a state run. What was the internal feeling within the team as you got ready for the playoffs?
As we got ready, everyone was just like, it's just another game. And everyone knew we were going to make it to state this year. I mean, everyone had that mindset. And when you have that mindset, it's going to happen. Like, you just got to think and believe it. And us going to sub-state 2 years in a row and losing, like, it sucks. And we had to go up to Martinsville and beat the number 3 ranked team, but we did it. And
yep. And what was that feeling like? Was it probably a mixture, was it a little mixture of the relief and just pure jubilation that you finally got over that hump to make it to state?
Yeah, it was awesome. Everyone in the dugout after the game, we won and everyone celebrated. And then I remember going back in the dugout and a couple of us were just like, I just feel like we beat another conference team. Like, it doesn't even seem real.
Yeah. Speaking of conference, obviously 4 teams in state from the Sickle. Do you think that's just a testament to how tough of a conference the Sickle is?
Yeah, we definitely play in the best 1A conference in the state. No argument about that.
Coach Striegel, kind of talk about her style, maybe how she's been able to lay this groundwork of Sigourney softball to be so successful.
Shelly is kind of a different coach. She sometimes is quiet and sometimes she's loud, but she always says this, let's score often and early. And she really puts the pressure on teams with moving our runners around the bases. And I really think with the first three batters that we have and their speed, that like her moving them around and her having them in that 1-2-3 spot is really important.
Well, Maddie, now that we kind of look back at this season, fourth place finish, tied for a school record, first state appearance since 01. When you look back at the season as a whole, what are you going to remember about this group?
I'm definitely going to remember that semifinal game. That's something that I think will stick around Sigourney for a long time.
And probably the state as well. A lot, just an instant classic, I'm sure. Talking about that for a long time, absolutely. Well, Maddie, so of course you are a softball player and you're a year-round one at that. That's kind of your lone sport over there at Sigourney. I understand you're also doing some fall stuff, some indoor stuff. Just talk a little bit about that as we now head into the off season.
I'm going to start. I start practice in a couple weeks for the rest of August and get ready for the fall. So, yes, I do play year-round. I actually hit year-round, too. I have a hitting room in my house.
Ooh.
So I hit year round, and I just think it's really important to get, like, especially in the spring, to get games in before my season starts, just so I'm not going in like raw.
With that, I guess it sounds like a softball fanatic. Of course, you're just a junior. You have one more year, but any plans for the future?
I plan on playing college softball. I'm just not really sure yet where I'm going to go. I still have a while before I decide. So.
Plenty of time to do that. Kind of a diversion when you're not playing softball year-round in your free time. Now that you kind of, as you mentioned, a couple weeks until you start practices over there, you got some summer to relax. What are you going to kind of do with your free time?
Probably go swimming and spend a lot of time with my family and friends and sitting around a fire and, you know, outdoor stuff.
Typical summer activities. Don't blame you there.
Yeah.
Well, Maddie, last question before I let you go. Our sponsor, Hedge Above Lawn Care, prides themselves on core values such as honesty and integrity. What are some of your core values?
Okay, so like self-improvement and courage and like honesty and self-respect are a few of like that are really important.
Maddie, congratulations once again on being our Hedge Above Lawn Care Athlete of the Week this week. Congratulations on a terrific season, and good luck with your fall ball.
Thank you.
That was Maddie Shaw for the Sigourney softball team representing us as our Hedge Above Lawn Care Athlete of the Week. Terrific season for Maddie and the Sigourney softball team. We'll be back with more of the KCII PM sports page right after this.